This Ross Greenwood podcast is brought to you by superadvice.com.au. Make sure you get the correct advice on super changes before the June 30 deadline. Go to superadvice.com.au. Super Advice. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.
Now on Money News, making sense of the share market with Roger Montgomery.
Well, Roger Montgomery is our regular. We normally have him on later in the program, but because of our special budget coverage this evening, we thought we'd brought him forward because quite clearly the budget will affect many aspects of business and therefore aspects of the share market going forward. He joins me now. Many thanks for your time, Roger.
How are you, Ross?
Very well, thank you. While it is true to say that very short-term blips coming from federal budgets might not necessarily be the things that people should be looking for or trading for, long-term, the impact of the economy, the impact of confidence, and even the impact of changes to taxation on different industries can have very long-standing effects, can't they?
I think you've hit the nail on the head. So it's the impact on individual businesses and individual sectors that budgets can affect. But you've got to remember there's a budget every year and the stock market goes on and investing goes on. So what we're really interested in tonight is what sort of taxation plans the government has for banks. It sounds like they're going to try and hit the institutional business of the banks and help repair the budget deficit that the government's in. Now, I'm a little bit cynical. I think that ultimately, if you tax banks on any part of their business, where they've got market power is where they're going to try and claw that back. And where they've got market power is with consumers. So any tax on the banks is going to be reflected in lower deposit rates for consumers and depositors and at higher interest rates on mortgages.
Okay, so there were big falls in bank shares today.
And that's why.
And that's the reason why. Now, that's also a systemic thing. Just one thing. Do you find, if a company came to you and said, we're going to try and distinguish between good debt and bad debt, would you have any truck with that, or would you think that
absolutely.
Was a reasonable thing to do?
No, that's absolutely what the credit markets do all the time, and that's why you have AAA-rated bonds and CCC-rated bonds and junk, what are known as junk bonds or high-yield bonds now, if I use the market in euphemism. So, no, I think good debt and bad debt makes a lot of sense. If you're using debt, if the government's borrowing money to pay Social Security, that is a bad debt because it's not going to be paid back. But if you use debt to buy assets that generate income or to build assets that generate income and value down the track, that makes perfect sense. And that's what people have been doing in the property market for a long, long time.
So a classic example of this might be, say, for example, Crown Resorts at the moment, which has been selling down assets all around the world to reduce its debts. I mean,
yes.
But that's what businesses can do much more quickly than, say, a government can do. Government finds it more difficult to make those adjustments, to lay off staff, to close businesses that might not be performing, or to sell off businesses that they can get a decent price for.
Well, they also have the ability to create monopolies, Ross. So they have the ability to borrow money. Firstly, they have the ability to borrow money at much lower rates than businesses. So
just pick it up there. Doesn't a government have a monopoly on taxing my income?
Yes, they do. And they also can create a monopoly. They can also create, but you know, look, to be fair, they want to create a tax environment that's constructive for the economy, not one that's prohibitive. But they can actually say, well, we're going to build this train line, or we're going to build this port, or we're going to build an airport. And they will own a monopoly asset as a result of that. And there's two ways they can make money from that. Obviously, from charging monopoly rents, which is just another way of saying they can charge whatever price they like for that monopoly asset and for the use of that monopoly asset. And then what they can do is they can actually build an asset that's got very long duration income streams, and they can sell that income stream for 90 years while maintaining ownership of the asset, or they could sell the asset itself. So, you know, paying back debt for the government, if they build or buy the right assets, is not going to be a problem.
And that is a big issue, building or buying the right assets, and especially with interest rates at near record lows, and also the government now having the ability to borrow for 30 years. That's the other thing,
exactly.
Isn't it?
I mean, and you're borrowing at record low rates, you know, and you're locking in those low rates for a very long period of time. And remember, there's an appetite for that. There's a lot of our listeners, Ross, that your listeners on the program particularly, each night, who are looking for a solution to the income recession that they've endured. And it might be the long-term bond from the government's the right product.
There you go. Roger Montgomery from Montgomery Investment Management, one of our very best investment managers in this country here on Money News. Well, you're with Money News on Budget Night. Our special coverage will be picked up again after the news from Parliament House. And of course, a little later, we'll have the Treasurer's speech, and then the Treasurer will be in our studios. We'll put him through his paces after that. And we'll see you with, of course, your calls, 131 873.
From July 1, the superannuation landscape will be vastly different. You need to be prepared by visiting superadvice.com.au. Should you borrow to get more money into super before June 30? How will transition to retirement change? How can you avoid additional tax? Superadvice.com.au can help you get ready with a wealth of information and the questions to ask your accountant. Be super ready with superadvice.com.au. Financial information powered by InvestSmart.